The following is a lecture entitled Glories of Prabhupada, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 15th, 2010, in Santiago, Chile.
So, when I heard that this is Prabhupada night, I thought that I had re-entered the spiritual world. Because wherever there is Prabhupada, that place is Vrindavan. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, even Santiago, Chile can become Goloka Vrindavan. So tonight, because we are meditating on Srila Prabhupada, in spite of all of the interferences from the sound system, this place will be transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. For all those who enter into the pure mood of Prabhupada Smaranam. So everyone is invited to leave aside all your anarthas. And come on the ultimate journey with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, before I begin this lofty, presenting this most elevated subject matter, I would first like to beg the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. That I can speak some appropriate words on this most auspicious occasion. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, many times I am asked, what is your favorite experience that you ever had with Prabhupada?
¿Cuál ha sido la mejor experiencia que has tenido con Srila Prabhupada?
And I can tell you that my most favorite experience I ever had with Prabhupada was on January 16th, 2010 in Santiago, Chile. In other words, right now. Because Prabhupada is not dead and gone.
Porque Srila Prabhupada no ha muerto ni se ha ido.
He is living in the hearts of those who are serving his orders.
Él vive en el corazón de aquellos que están siguiendo sus instrucciones.
There are two presences of the spiritual master.
Hay dos presencias del maestro espiritual.
There is his vani, his vibrational presence, his teachings.
Está su vani, su vibración sonora, sus enseñanzas.
And there is his vapu, his physical form.
Está el vapu, su forma física.
What did Srila Prabhupada tell us?
¿Qué fue lo que nos dijo Srila Prabhupada?
He said the vani is more important.
Él dijo que vani era más importante.
Many people ask me how I met Prabhupada.
Muchas personas me preguntan cómo conocí a Srila Prabhupada.
In fact, I was asked that exact question the other night in Mendoza.
De hecho, fui preguntado esta misma pregunta la otra noche en Mendoza.
How did you meet Srila Prabhupada?
¿Cómo conoció usted a Srila Prabhupada?
And I explained in detail that actually I met Prabhupada in his vani form. Before I ever met his vapu form.
Antes de que yo haya conocido ni siquiera su forma de vapu.
Because I fully surrendered to him as my spiritual master before I ever saw him.
Porque yo me rendí completamente como mi maestro espiritual mucho antes de que yo lo viera.
By associating with His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj,
por asociarme con su santidad Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj,
engaging in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement,
empleándome en las actividades de la conciencia de Krishna,
I realize that there is nothing more sublime than Guru Bhakti.
Yo realicé que no había nada tan sublime como el Guru Bhakti.
You see, in this material world, we love a girl.
Ustedes ven que en este mundo material nosotros amamos a una mujer.
But there's so many problems loving a girl, you see. Problemas, muchos problemas. I love a girl because then she runs off with some other guy, you see.
Porque de la nada ella, por ejemplo, corre y se va con otro tipo.
Or she may meet some accident and I leave her body, you see. And I may love a dog also, you see.
Y yo puedo amar un perro también.
But there's also a problem with loving a dog. He may be run over by a car, you see. So, we try to love in this world.
Entonces nosotros tratamos de amar en este mundo.
And we are frustrated.
Y nosotros nos vemos frustrados.
But when we love Guru,
pero cuando nosotros amamos al Guru,
Guru Bhakti,
Guru Bhakti.
What does that sound?
There's a church nearby.
Oh, okay.
So the bells.
All right, we can't ask them to turn off the bell then. So, when we love Guru,
entonces, cuando nosotros amamos al Guru,
that love is never interrupted.
Ese amor es nunca interrumpido.
There is nothing more sweet, more wonderful than loving Guru.
No hay nada más dulce que amar al Guru.
You may say, but I thought love of Krishna was the ultimate thing.
Pero usted puede decir, pero el amor por Krishna es la última cosa.
But what does Krishna say?
Pero ¿qué es lo que dice Krishna?
If you love me, you love my devotee.
Si tú me amas a mí, tú amas a mi devoto.
Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktas chate janaha. Yad bhaktanam te ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. You know the Sanskrit?
¿Conocen el sánscrito?
Anyone know the translation?
¿Alguien la conoce?
This is a very nice verse from the Adi Purana. You are not familiar with this verse?
Este es un muy bonito verso del Adi Purana. ¿Ustedes no son familiares con este verso?
It's a very important verse.
Muy importante.
Krishna is speaking to Arjuna.
Krishna hablándole a Arjuna.
He says, my dear Arjuna,
dice, mi querido Arjuna,
the one who is my devotee,
para aquel que es mi devoto,
name bhaktas, he is not my devotee.
Él es, no es mi devoto.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Pero el devoto de mi devoto, él es mi devoto.
So unless you love Guru,
entonces, a menos que tú ames al Guru,
you are nowhere.
Tú no estás en ninguna parte.
Because Krishna will never accept your love.
Porque Krishna nunca te va a aceptar. Sí.
So, to love Srila Prabhupada is the most important thing.
Entonces, para amar a Srila Prabhupada es la cosa más importante.
And those of us who had his personal contact,
para aquellos de ustedes que tienen su contacto personal,
it is our duty to share with you how much we love Prabhupada.
Es su deber compartir con es mi deber compartir con ustedes cómo uno puede amar a Srila Prabhupada.
So that you can also learn how to love Prabhupada more and more and more.
Entonces ustedes pueden compartir cómo te aman a Srila Prabhupada, entonces ustedes pueden amar a Srila Prabhupada más, más, más.
You may say, but I've never seen Prabhupada. I never met him.
Pero ustedes pueden decir, pero yo no nunca lo he conocido.
How can I love him if I never met him?
¿Cómo lo puedo conocer si nunca lo he conocido?
But I surrendered to Prabhupada as my eternal guru before I ever met Prabhupada.
Pero yo me rendí a Srila Prabhupada como mi guru eterno sin
if you can connect with Srila Prabhupada in his Vani form, you see.
Si ustedes se pueden conectar con Srila Prabhupada en su forma Vani,
then he is fully present right now.
Luego él está totalmente presente ahora mismo.
Can you imagine if you were one of the first devotees at 26 Second Avenue, how sweet that would have been?
¿Ustedes se pueden imaginar si ustedes fueran alguno de los devotos de la 26 Avenida?
I'd give anything if I could have been there at 26 Second Avenue.
Yo daría todo si pudiera ser alguno de esos devotos de la
I joined 5 years left after that. You see.
Yo me uní al movimiento 5 años después de eso.
I first met the devotees actually at the second ISKCON temple in San Francisco.
Yo primera vez conocí a los devotos en San Francisco.
In December of 1968.
En diciembre del año 68.
This is only three years after Prabhupada founded ISKCON. I met the devotees 3 years after Prabhupada founded ISKCON.
Eso fue justo 3 años después de que Srila Prabhupada fundó ISKCON.
But the surrender I made to Prabhupada was simply by hearing about
Prabhupada.
And by experiencing the love that his disciples had for him.
Y experimentando el amor que sus discípulos tenían por él.
Because all the love that I had tasted in this material world, it was always imperfect and incomplete.
Porque todo el amor que yo había probado en este mundo material era siempre imperfecto e incompleto.
But when one morning I heard the recording of the devotees singing their Gavastakam prayers.
Pero una mañana cuando yo escuché a las oraciones de los devotos cantando el Guru Vastaka.
You have probably heard that recording.
Ustedes probablemente han escuchado esa grabación.
On that Radha Krishna temple album, you know, we have Govindam Adi Purusham.
En el Radha Krishna album tenemos esa canción.
In the second track on that LP.
En ese álbum de la segunda canción.
Samsara dava nalalita loko tranaya karyuna guna guna tvam praptasya kalyana gunarna vasya vande guru shi charanavindam. I heard that recording one morning.
Yo escuché esa grabación una mañana.
I had been living in the ashram.
Yo había estado viviendo en el ashram.
And the devotees told me I should surrender.
Los devotos me dijeron que yo me debería rendir.
But I told them I will be a devotee of Krishna.
Yo les dije yo me voy a volver un devoto de Krishna.
But I will not become a disciple of Prabhupada. You see.
Pero no me voy a volver un discípulo de Srila Prabhupada.
Because if you're a disciple, then you're under strict rules and regulations, you see.
Porque si tú eres discípulo, después tú tienes que seguir reglas estrictas.
In fact, some of you here tonight may be in that same mood.
Ah, de hecho, quizás algunos de ustedes están en ese mismo humor ahora.
That I will be a devotee of Krishna is very nice. Haribo, Haribo, Krishna Prasad, Ki Jai. But I don't want to become disciple. Too many rules and regulations. I can see by some of the smiles on your faces that some of you are in that mood tonight. And that was my mood also, you see. I will just be devotee of Krishna. But I will not become disciple of Prabhupada.
Pero no me voy a volver un discípulo de Srila Prabhupada.
But then the devotee showed me in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinah. You know that slok? Yes. Very famous verse. Krishna is ordering, okay, you're my devotee now, you surrender to my devotee. You see? You now become the servant, the humble servant of my devotee, you see. That is Krishna's order. So, do you want to be a devotee of
Krishna?
Then you must find a devotee, that you can become the devotee of that devotee. Otherwise, Krishna says, get out. You're not my devotee. You're not my devotee. So the devotee showed me that verse, and then I was philosophically defeated. But I was stubborn. I was a stubborn case. I was a hard nut to crack. I still wasn't going to do it, you see. I still was not going to surrender, you see. But then when I heard those devotees singing, Samsaradavana lalita loka, and I could understand there is something special about this Guru Bhakti. It's something much more wonderful and special than loving a girl. Loving a dog.
Amar a un perro.
Loving your country.
Amar a tu país.
Loving a soccer team.
Amar a un cuadro de fútbol.
It's very, very especialmente. No, what do you say? Especialmente? Especialmente. Special. Same thing, special. Muy, muy especial. That Guru Bhakti. Special, can you say specialissimo?
Specialissimo.
Very, very special. That Guru Bhakti. So I was just thinking, as I was hearing the love in their heart, the love in their voices for Prabhupada, I was thinking, wouldn't it be, how do you say beautiful in Spanish?
Hermoso.
Hermoso. Hermoso or mosa?
Hermoso.
Wouldn't it be hermoso if I could... If I gave my life to Prabhupada, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my vida to Prabhupada? You see? And I just started crying in ecstasy. In ecstasy of love of Prabhupada. You see?
In ecstasy de amor por Prabhupada.
And at that moment, Prabhupada entered my heart.
Y en ese momento, Prabhupada entró en mi corazón.
And he's been living there ever since. So Prabhupada is going with me wherever I go. He's guiding me, he's blessing me, he's inspiring me. And every day I get, as I do more and more chanting, more and more service, more and more preaching, every day I'm becoming closer and closer to Prabhupada, you see. So that's why I said that this is my most favorite pastime of Prabhupada tonight here in Santiago ISKCON. This is, don't think this is simply a resin deity.
No piensen de que eso es simplemente una...
Prabhupada is actually present here.
Prabhupada está realmente presente aquí.
He can hear this speech, this lecture I'm giving.
Él puede escuchar esta lectura que estoy dando.
He can see all of you here in this room.
Él puede verlos a todos ustedes aquí en este salón.
You may say, how is that possible?
pueden decir cómo es eso posible.
But I can tell you, I was at the New Panihati Festival in Atlanta several years ago.
Pero yo puedo decirle que yo estaba en el
Panihati Dam.
The
Chittadahi Mahotsava. You know that chipped rice festival?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Entonces un festival de arroz, así como arroz plantado en.
It's festive, muy grande festival.
Un festival muy grande.
So many devotees were there, big kirtan, just so much bhakti everywhere, you see.
Muchos devotos estaban ahí, muy grandes kirtan, había tanto bhakti.
And you know what happened?
¿Ustedes saben qué pasó?
The Prabhupada deity sitting there in the Vyasa-san.
La deidad de Srila Prabhupada en la Vyasa-san.
He started crying.
Empezó a llorar.
There a tear came down his right eye.
Había una lágrima bajando de su ojo derecho.
And many devotees saw. I saw someone went and got Jai Pataka Maharaj. He came in and he saw. Many, many devotees witnessed how the Prabhupada deity was crying.
Muchos devotos lo vieron. Jai Pataka Maharaj lo vio. Y muchos fueron testigos de cómo caía una lágrima.
Vishnu Priya Mataji also saw.
Mataji Vishnu Priya también lo vio.
Yeah, Prabhupada was greatly touched by the bhakti of all the devotees, you see.
Srila Prabhupada fue grandemente tocado por el bhakti de los devotos.
And he was crying in ecstasy.
Y él estaba llorando en éxtasis.
So, Prabhupada is actually present.
Entonces, Srila Prabhupada está de hecho presente.
We simply have to be pure in our hearts.
Nosotros simplemente tenemos que ser puros en nuestros corazones.
And then we can connect with Prabhupada.
Y luego nosotros nos podemos conectar con Srila Prabhupada.
That means you have to follow the regulator principles.
Eso significa que ustedes deben seguir los principios regulativos.
If you want Prabhupada Sangha, then you have to follow the principles.
Si ustedes quieren la asociación Sangha.
No illicit sex.
Tienen que seguir los principios.
No meat eating.
No sexo ilícito, no comer carne.
No intoxication.
No intoxicación.
No gambling.
No juego de azar.
And chant at least 16 rounds of Japamala every day, you see.
Y cantar al menos 16 rondas de Japamala todos los días.
Take only Krishna Prasad.
Tomar solamente Krishna Prasad.
Rise early in the morning, take your bath.
Levantarse temprano en la mañana, tomar un baño.
In this way, you see, if you will follow Prabhupada, then you will feel how Prabhupada becomes present with you.
De esta manera, si nosotros seguimos Srila Prabhupada, se van a dar cuenta cómo Srila Prabhupada está presente con ustedes.
And when you leave this body,
y cuando ustedes dejen este cuerpo,
if you have faithfully served Prabhupada's orders through your life,
si ustedes han servido fielmente a Srila Prabhupada en sus vidas,
you will meet Prabhupada in the spiritual sky.
Ustedes conocerán, se encontrarán con Srila Prabhupada en el mundo espiritual.
You may say, but all the direct disciples of Prabhupada, they got so much mercy, and what I can give?
Ustedes pueden decir, los discípulos de Srila Prabhupada tuvieron tanta misericordia, pero ¿qué hay de mí?
But what did Prabhupada say?
¿Pero qué es lo que dijo Srila Prabhupada?
He said the grandfather gives more mercy than the father.
Srila Prabhupada dice que el abuelo da más misericordia que el padre.
See, the father, he may scold and chastise.
Entonces el papá puede llamarlo y castigarlo.
But the grandfather, he simply gives his affection.
Pero el abuelo simplemente da su afecto.
So I can tell you that Srila Prabhupada is very, very affectionate upon his grand disciples.
Entonces yo les puedo decir que Srila Prabhupada es muy, muy afectivo con sus.
Those who become the disciples of Prabhupada's disciples.
Aquellos que se vuelven discípulos de los discípulos de Prabhupada.
Actually, it takes more surrender to do that.
En realidad se requiere más rendición para hacer eso.
There's been so many problems in ISKCON, you know them.
Han habido tantos problemas en ISKCON, ustedes saben eso.
In spite of all these problems, to put your faith in a Prabhupada disciple, to become his disciple, that is a great act of surrender.
Si a pesar de esto ustedes ponen la fe en alguno de los discípulos y la Prabhupada, eso es en realidad
Srila Prabhupada will greatly bless anyone who becomes the disciple of his disciple.
Srila Prabhupada bendecirá de gran manera a aquellos que se vuelven discípulos de sus discípulos.
That means you're being more humble.
Eso significa que ustedes tienen que ser más humildes.
Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant.
Sirviente del sirviente del sirviente del sirviente.
So the more you become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, the more you become advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Entonces mientras va que ustedes se vuelvan sirviente del sirviente del sirviente del sirviente, más ustedes avanzan en conciencia de Krishna.
So now in Prabhupada's physical absence,
entonces ahora, en la ausencia de Srila Prabhupada,
you have the greatest opportunity to attract the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Ustedes tienen la gran oportunidad de atraer la misericordia de Srila Prabhupada.
By becoming the servant of the servant.
Mediante volverse el sirviente del sirviente.
Of course, you probably want to hear some of my Prabhupada nectar.
Por supuesto que alguno de ustedes quiere escuchar alguno de los Srila Prabhupada.
Some of my nectarian pastimes with Prabhupada.
Alguno de mis pasatiempos nectarios con Srila Prabhupada.
Would you like to hear?
¿Le gustaría escuchar?
Yes.
All right. When I got initiated,
bueno, cuando yo me inicié,
actually I joined the temple and everybody, we all went to the Ratha Yatra in California.
Entonces cuando yo llegué al templo todos fuimos al Ratha Yatra en California.
And almost everybody in the whole temple got initiated.
Y casi todos en el templo se iniciaron.
Except for me.
Excepto por mí.
And two others.
Y dos más.
Because we had only joined, we had only been in the temple for 5 months. You see, we were 1 month short of the 6 month requirement.
Porque nosotros solo habíamos estado 5 meses en el templo y el requerimiento era 6.
And I tell you, it just broke my heart.
Y les digo, eso realmente rompió mi
I was there in Los Angeles temple. 300 devotees got initiated. Can you imagine? 300 devotees got initiated.
Estaba ahí en el templo de Los Ángeles y 300 devotos se iniciaron.
There were so many devotees, they had to do a series of yagyas. They didn't do it in one yagya, a series of yagyas they did.
Hubieron muchos devotos que tuvieron que hacer una serie de yagyas, no solo uno.
But they wouldn't let me get initiated.
Pero ellos no me dejaron iniciarme.
I really felt bad. I was so sad they wouldn't give me initiated.
Realmente me sentía mal, estaba muy triste.
But then, after the 6 months was up,
pero luego de que los 6 meses estaban completos,
Prabhupada was gone. He went to the UK. But my temple president, Vishnu Janaswami, he wrote a letter to Prabhupada recommending me. So I got initiated by a letter. And Vishnu Jana Maharaj did the yagya. You may say, well, that was kind of a disadvantage, wasn't it? I mean, you didn't get... Prabhupada didn't directly hand you the beads, it just came through the mail. I mean, don't you feel you missed out on something?
Entonces tú puedes decir, eso es como no tan bueno porque si la Prabhupada no les dio directamente las cuentas, eso fue por una carta.
You could say I missed out on something, that Prabhupada, I didn't get handed the beads directly by Prabhupada, it came through the postal service.
Ustedes pueden decir que si la Prabhupada no le dio directamente las cuentas, sino que vino por un correo.
But I got one very distinct advantage by being initiated by mail.
Pero yo recibí una cosa diferente por haber sido iniciado por mail.
Because what do you do when you get initiated?
Porque ¿qué es lo que usted hace cuando se inicia?
You give dakshina to your Guru Maharaj.
You give dakshina to Guru Maharaj.
But Prabhupada was not there to hand the dakshina.
Pero Prabhupada no estaba ahí para recibir el dakshina.
So what did that mean?
It
means
eso?
I don't give dakshina?
Si no le da dakshina?
Save some... No, it means now I get to write Prabhupada a letter.
Entonces, eso significa de que yo tengo que escribirle a Prabhupada una carta.
I have an excuse to write Prabhupada a letter, you see.
Para excusarme de que no le había...
Tengo una excusa para escribirle.
Ah, tengo una excusa para escribirle.
Send in my dakshina.
Mandándole mi dakshina.
I realize this is a very, very good opportunity, you see.
Entonces, me di cuenta de que era una muy, muy buena oportunidad.
So I collected some Lakshmi at the yagya. I put it in the envelope, some checks.
Entonces colecté algo de Lakshmi en el yagya y lo puse en un sobre.
Made out to ISKCON, you see.
Sorry?
Checks made out to ISKCON.
Así marcado como de ISKCON.
So the people of the yagya, three different people wrote me check made out to ISKCON, you see.
Entonces tres personas diferentes del yagya me marcaron ISKCON.
So I mailed Prabhupada that letter with the checks and I sent him a note saying that I wanted to spread this Krishna consciousness movement.
Entonces yo le mandé una carta a Srila Prabhupada expresando de que yo quería expandir este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
And Prabhupada was very pleased by my sentiment.
Y Prabhupada fue muy complacido por mis sentimientos.
He said, "I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy."
Entonces él dijo, "Yo puedo ver de que tú eres un muy sincero y entusiasta chico."
Eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement.
Ansioso por expandir este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
Then he gave me an order.
Luego él me dio una orden.
He said, "Continue enthusiastically as you were doing."
Él dijo, "Continúa entusiastamente tal como lo estás haciendo."
And surely Krishna will bless you.
Y seguramente Krishna te bendecirá.
Now, what does Srila Prabhupada say about the order of the Guru?
Bueno, ahora, ¿qué dice Srila Prabhupada de acuerdo a la orden del Guru?
Doesn't he say that you should take Guru's orders, your life and soul?
¿No dice acaso de que tú debieras tomar la instrucción del Guru como tu vida y alma?
Have you read that in Prabhupada's books?
¿Has leído eso en los libros de Prabhupada?
You take Guru's orders, your life and soul.
¿Tú tomas la orden del Guru como tu vida y alma?
So I had the most wonderful order from Prabhupada, you see.
Yo tuve esta más auspiciosa orden de Srila Prabhupada.
He ordered me I must always be enthusiastic.
Él me ordenó que yo debía ser siempre entusiasta.
And that if I was always full of mucho gusto,
y obtener mucho gusto,
that Krishna would shower his mercy upon me.
Porque Krishna iba a derramar su misericordia sobre mí.
So I decided to embrace that order as my life and soul.
Entonces yo decidí de abrazar esa orden con mi vida y alma.
To always be enthusiastic.
De ser siempre entusiasta.
Utsahan nishtayartarayat, you see. That is the first principle in Krishna consciousness. Utsahan, to be always enthusiastic.
Ese es el primer principio en conciencia de Krishna. Utsaha, de ser siempre entusiasta.
Don't be a dull-headed, depressed person, you know, with your head hanging down, with no enthusiasm, you see.
No seas un cabeza dura, depresivo, con la cabeza abajo, sin entusiasmo.
Always be fired up to push forward this Krishna consciousness movement and save the world.
Siempre estén prendidos para expandir este conciencia de Krishna y salvar al mundo.
So in this way, you know what happened?
Entonces de esta forma, ¿ustedes saben qué pasó?
Krishna has been blessing me for the last 39 years.
Entonces Krishna me ha bendecido por estos últimos 39 años.
Because I've been following that order very strictly to always be enthusiastic.
Porque he estado siguiendo esta instrucción de ser siempre entusiasta.
And you know what?
¿Ustedes saben qué?
If you follow that order, you will also get Krishna's blessings at every minute.
Si ustedes siguen esa instrucción, ustedes también tendrán las bendiciones de Krishna.
Therefore, I'm passing Prabhupada's order on to every one of you tonight.
Entonces yo paso esta instrucción de Srila Prabhupada a todos ustedes hoy día.
Always be enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness.
Siempre estén entusiastas por conciencia de Krishna.
And you will feel how Krishna is constantly showering his blessings upon you.
Y ustedes sentirán de cómo Krishna está siempre derramando sus bendiciones sobre ustedes.
So that was one interaction I had with Prabhupada, that wonderful letter.
Entonces esa fue una introducción.
How much time do we have now? It's 8:35, 8:36.
Yeah, we can go on until late.
Till 8. Oh, yeah, 7. It's 7, yeah.
Yes,
it's 7, 8, oh, 20 more minutes, okay. Does anybody have any questions? ¿Hay preguntas?
¿Hay preguntas?
Yeah.
Buenas tardes. Bienvenido a Chile y muchas gracias por su visita. Mi pregunta es la siguiente. Si es correcto definir el movimiento ISKCON como la ciencia de la autorrealización.
So he's asking, is it correct to define this Krishna consciousness movement like a science of self-realization?
Yes.
Sí.
I gave a lecture at the town hall in Mendoza.
Yo di una lectura ahora en Mendoza.
And I simply explained it as a science.
Ahora en Mendoza, yo simplemente expliqué
this is more scientific than the modern day empirical science.
Esto es más científico que la ciencia científico moderno.
Do you know what is the basic premise on which modern day empirical science is based?
¿Ustedes saben cuál es la primera como la primicia de por qué los científicos de hoy están errados.
Does anybody know that premise on which modern science is based?
¿Ustedes saben cuál es esta premisa de cuál los científicos se basan hoy?
Their premise is this.
Then
unless something is empirically verifiable, it has no objective reality.
De que a menos de que algo sea empíricamente comprobado, no tiene realidad objetiva.
But I ask you this.
Pero yo les pregunto esto.
Is that premise empirically verifiable?
¿Es esa premisa empíricamente verificable?
No, it's not.
No, no lo es.
To embrace that premise is blind faith.
De abrazar esa premisa es fe ciega.
So the point is that modern day science is based on blind faith.
Entonces, el punto es que la ciencia moderna está basada en fe ciega.
It's not scientific.
No es científico.
But this Krishna consciousness, this is real science.
Pero esta conciencia de Krishna es ciencia real.
And it's like if you're a science student, you can go to the laboratory and you can combine two parts hydrogen with one part of oxygen and get water.
Tal como ustedes son estudiantes de química, pueden ir al laboratorio y combinar dos partes de hidrógeno y una de oxígeno y obtener agua.
In the lecture, the teacher will tell you H2O equals water.
Ahí el profesor te explicará de que H2O es agua.
And you can go to the laboratory and you can scientifically verify that it is a fact.
Y luego tú puedes ir al laboratorio y comprobar.
Of course, this is a crude example.
But
we are giving you the same facility here in the Krishna Consciousness movement.
Entonces ahora nosotros les estamos dando las mismas facilidades en conciencia de Krishna.
If you will take your consciousness,
si ustedes toman su conciencia,
and combine it with this Hare Krishna mantra,
y lo combinan con este Hare Krishna mantra,
if you will merge your consciousness in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you will see Krishna in due course. You will personally meet Krishna.
Si ustedes sumergen su conciencia en este canto de Hare Krishna, ustedes podrán incluso personalmente.
Just as combining two parts hydrogen with one part of oxygen will give you water.
Tal como por combinar dos partes de hidrógeno y uno de oxígeno, ustedes obtienen agua.
If you mix your consciousness with the Hare Krishna mantra, you will personally see God.
Si ustedes mezclan su conciencia con este Hare Krishna mantra, ustedes
face to face,
verán a Dios cara a cara.
Face to face, eye to eye, you will meet God directly.
Cara a cara, ojo a ojo, ustedes conocerán a Dios directamente.
So this is very scientific.
Entonces esto es muy científico.
It's not blind faith. We will show you God.
No es una fe ciega.
We will teach you how you can personally meet God.
Nosotros te mostraremos de cómo usted puede conocer personalmente a Dios.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes,
ma'am. Yo quería preguntarle acerca de Krishna tiene asociado a Eden, ¿no? Y también me surge la pregunta si un devoto puro, así como si la Prabhupada, también tiene asociado a Eden, ¿no? Discípulos que sean asociados a Eden.
Says, just like Krishna has eternal associates.
He has what?
Eternal associates.
Yes.
So he's asking that if Prabhupada, for example, could have some disciples who were like eternal associates.
You can also become eternal associate.
Tú también te puedes volver un asociado eterno.
If you will take this process with full surrender, you will also become eternal associate of Krishna.
Si tú tomas este proceso fuertemente, completamente, tú también te volverás un asociado eterno.
Why only Prabhupada disciples? Grand disciples also.
Porque solo discípulos de Prabhupada, nietos espirituales.
Anyone who, not some, he has many.
No algunos, él tiene muchos.
Anyone who follows these teachings of Prabhupada, there can be thousands and millions. They will all become eternal associates of Krishna.
cualquiera que esté siguiendo estas enseñanzas de Prabhupada, él puede tener millones. Quienes estén siguiendo esta enseñanza.
Why only some? Millions of people they can become eternal associates of Krishna. They will follow Prabhupada's teaching.
Millones de personas se pueden volver eternos asociados de Krishna por seguir la enseñanza de Prabhupada.
¿Sabe?
Sí, yo lo pensaba de la manera que hay como sadhakas, ¿no es cierto? Personas que llegan a la perfección a través del sadhana, otros que llegan, que son almas eternamente liberadas, y pensando un poco haciendo la relación con los devotos puros.
He was thinking in terms that there are some like sadhaka that they got realization by sadhana, and there are others that are like nityasiddhas. In the same way with Prabhupada, something like that.
Or whoever,
pure devotee, or acharya.
It doesn't matter if you're sadhana siddha or nitya siddha. Once you're siddha, you're siddha.
Entonces no importa si tú eres un sadhana siddha o un nitya siddha, porque eres siddha.
I'll explain to you. You may find it hard to understand, but I will explain.
Bueno, voy a explicarte, es un poco difícil explicarlo, pero voy a explicar.
The other day I flew from Auckland, New Zealand, and we landed in Santiago. I transited through to Mendoza and came back, but we landed in Santiago.
El otro día nosotros viajamos desde Auckland y aterrizamos en Santiago.
Last Tuesday.
El pasado martes.
We left Auckland Tuesday afternoon at 4:40 p.m.
Nosotros dejamos Auckland a las
4:40 p.m.
4:40 de la tarde.
That's the time we left from Auckland.
Esa fue la hora
que time did we arrive in Santiago? We arrived the same day on Tuesday at 12:40 p.m., 4 hours before we left from Auckland.
Y nosotros llegamos a Santiago a las 12 de ese mismo día martes, 4 horas antes de que nosotros viajamos desde Auckland.
We actually, when we arrived in Auckland, it was 4 hours before our flight was going to leave. When we arrived in Santiago, it was 4 hours before our flight was supposed to leave from Auckland.
Entonces cuando nosotros arribamos a Santiago, fue 4 horas antes de cuando nosotros despegamos de Auckland.
You may say, how is that possible? But we crossed the international date line. And because of crossing the international date line, the inconceivable thing happened that we actually got here to Santiago before we even left from Auckland.
Y porque cruzamos esa línea internacional de la muerte, pasó esto de que llegamos antes de que salimos.
So if such inconceivable things can happen by crossing the mundane international date line.
Entonces, una cosa tan impresionante puede pasar por cruzar una línea internacional mundana.
Just imagine the inconceivable things that can happen when you cross the Virajab River and enter the spiritual world.
Entonces, tan solo imagina lo increíble que puede ser cuando tú cruzas la línea al mundo espiritual, que divide al mundo espiritual.
That means you will arrive back to Godhead before you left the spiritual world.
Eso significa que tú llegas al mundo espiritual antes de que tú te fuiste.
That's why when you become liberated, you become nitya siddha.
Así es por eso que cuando uno se libera se vuelve un nitya siddha.
Because you get back to Godhead before you even fell down from the spiritual world.
Porque tú vuelves de vuelta al hogar, de vuelta a Dios, antes de que tú cayeras del mundo.
So it's a little difficult to understand.
Entonces es un poco difícil de entender.
But it's also difficult to understand how you can arrive in Santiago before you left from Auckland.
Pero es también un poco difícil de entender de cómo uno arriba a Santiago antes de que salió de Auckland.
Okay, any other questions?
When you spoke about enthusiasm, he got full with enthusiasm.
Very good.
Pero ¿de qué forma uno puede hacer que ese entusiasmo crezca cada vez más?
But what can we do to get that enthusiasm increase?
In what?
Increasingly, like.
If you will follow the order to be enthusiastic,
si tú sigues la orden de ser entusiasta,
simply by surrendering to that order, you will be enthusiastic.
Simplemente por rendirte a esa orden, tú serás entusiasta.
And by being surrendered to that order,
y por estar surrendido a esa orden,
you will become purified in your consciousness.
Tú te volverás purificado en tu conciencia.
Which means that you will naturally become even more enthusiastic.
Eso significa que tú naturalmente te vas a volver más entusiasta.
In other words, that enthusiasm has the potency to keep expanding itself.
Entonces, en otras palabras, ese entusiasmo tiene la potencia de mantenerse expandiéndose.
If you surrender to the order to always be enthusiastic, you'll see that every day you're becoming more enthusiastic, more enthusiastic, more enthusiastic.
Si tú te rindes a esa orden de ser entusiasta, entonces tú te vas a volver más entusiasta, más entusiasta, más entusiasta.
But if you try to analyze it in your mind, well, how is it possible?
Entonces tú quizás estás analizando en tu mente cómo es eso posible.
Then you will lose your enthusiasm. Simply you have to have faith in the order of the spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite yatita katra prakashante mahatmanah. To those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna, all the Vedic wisdom becomes revealed to them.
Para aquellas almas que tienen fe inquebrantable en las enseñanzas del Guru y Krishna.
So you have to have faith in the order.
Todo el conocimiento védico se revela.
If you put your faith in the Guru's order to always be enthusiastic,
si tú pones tu fe en la instrucción del Guru de ser siempre entusiasta,
you become fully realized in Vedic wisdom.
Se vuelve completamente realizado en conocimiento
védico. And that day will come when you will see Krishna face to face.
Y el día vendrá el que tú verás a Krishna cara a cara.
So it's up to you whether you want to embrace the order or not.
No sé, depende de ti si tú quieres abrazar la orden o no.
He recibido una orden de mi maestro espiritual que tengo todo el deseo de siempre cumplirla. Pero se me hace, desde que me fui al templo hace 8 años, 7 años, que se me hace imposible cumplirla.
¿Tú quisiste siempre seguirla?
Sí, y no, quiero conocer una técnica que me permita cumplir esa orden, porque sé que seguir esa orden significaría obtener la perfección y después levantarme a las 4 de la mañana.
I received one instruction from my spiritual master that I've always wanted to follow it. But I've been not able to do it. And what else?
What is that order?
¿Cuál es esa orden?
To
wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Where do you live?
¿Dónde vives?
You live outside the temple?
No, he's not.
He lives in the temple.
No, he's like far, like 1 hour driving.
No problem.
Ningún problema.
Here's the technique.
Aquí está la técnica.
Go to bed as early as possible.
Anda a dormir lo antes posible.
And you get an alarm clock, very loud alarm clock.
Y tú obtén una alarma así muy ruidosa.
Don't put it by your bed, put it on the other side of the room.
No lo pongas al lado de tu cama, sino que ponlo al otro lado de la pieza.
So you have to get out of bed to turn it off.
Entonces tú tienes que levantarte y para ir a apagarlo.
And if that doesn't work, then get another alarm clock for this corner that goes off 60 seconds after the first one.
Entonces, si eso no funciona, entonces obtén otro despertador que vaya 6 segundos después que
este. That still doesn't work. You get a third alarm clock that goes off 60 seconds after the second alarm clock.
Entonces, si ese incluso no funciona, tú pones otro, un tercero que esté 6 segundos después que el otro.
I guarantee you, you'll reach a point where you'll get up.
Yo te garantizo de que tú vas a llegar al punto en que te levantarás.
Okay. Then I will give you, that is, there's an alarm clock called Shake Awake. You can put it under your pillow. It makes no sound. It just vibrates the whole pillow. I can show you on the internet. You just type in shakeawake.com or go just to Google, just Google Shake Awake. And if one doesn't work, you can actually clip it to your pajamas. You can put about 5 or 6 of them all over your body. And even without making any noise, you can have one on your foot, one on your arm. You can clip them to your pajamas. They have little clips on them. You can clip them all over your pajamas, and it'll vibrate. It'll wake you up.
I'm sure that if my wife were here, she would be very like inspired with Mataji. That's why Mataji felt like compassionate or like that with his wife, because Mataji told that what happened with the family.
So bring your wife. I'm going to be here alone preaching the whole week, and bring your wife.
So she's like she's just like giving a new birth.
Congratulations.
Yes, his fifth child actually.
Yes.
My spiritual master says that if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses, you can become a spiritual master.
Save the world. You become Jagat Guru, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, if any devotee who chants the holy name without offense, he becomes Jagat Guru. So you do that, you become Jagat Guru. Prabhupada says it right there in his books. So you have to give up all the offenses.
Entonces, tú tienes que dejar todas las ofensas.
There's someone else who was it?
Si hay alguien más que está
someone else that, who? This devotee here in the window?
Yes.
Okay, your Maharaji has mercifully pointed you out to me. Okay.
Sobre el entusiasmo, a veces se confunde con practicar en una forma mecánica los principios, cantar yapa, pero no se manifiesta en un servicio circunstancial, ocasional. ¿Podría aclarar lo que es realmente entusiasmo?
Pues como se manifiesta a veces solamente en el cantar.
A veces, por ejemplo, hay personas que pueden seguir todos los principios, cantar su yapa, ya, pero no se manifiesta el entusiasmo cuando se requiere un servicio en el tiempo, barrer, limpiar, cocinar, que se aclarar el concepto.
He wants to get clear the concept of enthusiasm, because sometimes he feels that the devotee is chanting his round, is following the principle, but is not doing like a practical or a specific service, like that action.
That means he's doing mechanically.
Eso significa que lo está haciendo mecánicamente.
He's not getting any taste.
Y no está teniendo ningún gusto.
You know the secret of how to get taste?
¿Y usted sabe cuál es el secreto de obtener el gusto?
Would you all like to know the secret of how to get taste, nama ras? Seva ras? Here's the secret. Wait. The secret is, this is tying in. The secret is that you have to try to give taste to Krishna by your service and by your chanting. Instead of trying to get taste out of your service and out of your chanting, try to serve in such a way and chant in such a way you will give Krishna taste.
Entonces, trata de hacer el servicio, captar, de manera de que Krishna.
Do you think Krishna cannot hear your chanting?
¿Tú crees que Krishna no puede escuchar su canto?
He can hear your japa every day.
Él puede escuchar su japa todos los días.
So you chant so that Krishna will relish your chanting.
Entonces usted cante de manera que Krishna disfrute de ese canto.
You think Krishna cannot see how you're doing your service?
¿Usted cree que Krishna no puede ver cómo usted está haciendo su servicio?
So you do your service in such a way that Krishna will be pleased by your service.
Entonces, haz tu servicio a Krishna de manera de que Krishna se sienta complacido.
And I can guarantee you, Prabhu,
¿y le puedo garantizar a usted, Prabhu?
If you will chant and serve in this mood,
que si usted canta y sirve en este humor,
you'll be swimming in an ocean of enthusiasm 24 hours a day.
Usted estará sumergido en un océano de entusiasmo 24 horas al día.
Yes.
His question was, I mean, he didn't translate it properly. His question was that some devotees are chanting and following the regular spirit, but they don't have taste for doing any specific service.
They're chanting, but they don't want to do any service. That means their chanting is
eso significa que su canto es
like a parrot.
Como un loro.
Their heart is not into it.
Su corazón no está dentro de eso.
They are chanting mechanically.
Ellos están cantando mecánicamente.
Prabhupada gives the example of a parrot bird.
Prabhupada da el ejemplo de un loro.
You can train a parrot to chant anything.
Puede entrenar a un loro para cantar cualquier cosa.
Just like in the Fiji Islands, we saw one parrot, he chanted Haribol.
Tal como en Fiji, nosotros conocimos a un loro que cantaba Haribol.
You could hear him going, Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. But he was just begging for food, that's all.
Pero él lo que estaba haciendo era pedir comida.
So if you chant mechanically like a parrot,
canta mecánicamente como un loro.
Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
When the cat catches you by the neck, will you chant Hare Krishna? No.
Entonces, cuando alguien te agarre el cuello, tú vas a cantar Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada said that parrot, he will go, ka, 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 when he's caught by the neck by the cat.
Ahí el loro va a decir, ka, 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 así no va a cantar Hare Krishna.
You see, because he's chanting, there's no heart there, it's just mechanical.
Entonces, es porque él no está con su corazón, sino que es mecánico.
So someone who is not eager for service,
entonces, alguien que no está ansioso por servicio,
they are chanting like parrot.
Está cantando como un loro.
And they will get, that chanting will go away in due course. They will lose taste in that chanting.
Ese canto va a ir, se va a perder.
Because what is the mood of chanting?
Porque ¿cuál es el objetivo de cantar?
We are begging Krishna, please engage me in your service.
Porque nosotros estamos orando en el cantar.
So when service comes, you'll say, no, I don't want any service. That means your chanting is mechanical. There's no heart there. So you must chant from the heart. Begging, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. I have been serving these rascal senses for millions of births.
He estado sirviendo a estos pícaros sentidos por millones de vidas.
And because of this Indriya Seva, I am suffering like hell.
Y debido a este Indriya Seva, estoy sufriendo como un infierno.
So please, my dear Lord, bless me that I can serve you and give up this nonsense Indriya Seva.
Entonces, por favor, mi querido Señor, empleame tu servicio y dejar, para dejar de lado este Indriya Seva.
Does that answer your question?
Responde su pregunta.
All right. Thank you. Well, we ran out of time, but all right, maybe a few couple more we'll squeeze in. Go ahead.
Bueno, respecto a la respuesta que le dio al devoto acerca de que si uno se rinda la orden de ser entusiasta, al final va a lograr ser entusiasta. Entonces mi pregunta es acerca si uno se rinde a la orden de ser como humilde. Uno al final termina siendo humilde.
Like in the same way that the order, if we follow the order to be enthusiastic, we become more enthusiastic, like you said, the devotee. So in the same way, if we take the order to be humble, in the same way we become humble.
Yes.
See?
If you sincerely try to be humble, Krishna will bless you with more and more humility.
Entonces, si usted sinceramente trata de ser humilde, Krishna la bendecirá con ser más humilde.
Ye yatamang prapadyante tangs tataiva vajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
En proporción a cómo usted se rinde a mí, yo, Krishna, reciproca del mismo grado.
But what if I can only surrender 1%?
Pero ¿por qué entonces me voy a tener que rendir un solo por ciento?
Well, do that 1%.
Bueno, entonces si.
And then Krishna will bless you. You can surrender 2%.
Entonces si tú te rendes 1%, Krishna te bendecirá para que.
Whatever surrender you can muster now, do that.
Entonces cada vez que, o sea.
Whatever surrender you can do now, do it. And then Krishna will bless you for your service that you can be more surrendered and more surrendered, and that finally that day will come when you will be 100% surrendered. There was a question here. You had one? Yes.
Usted hablaba sobre el amor de Srila Prabhupada. El amor de Srila Prabhupada debe ser mucho más intenso que puede ser que el discípulo se apegue más a su guru, dicha guru, y el guru puede tener algún problema, puede dejar el movimiento, porque él no desarrolló ese amor intenso por Srila Prabhupada. Entonces, amar a Srila Prabhupada intensamente significa permanecer en mismo.
So she's saying like does it mean that if we remain in ISKCON, it means like we fully love Prabhupada? Because,
well, I can tell you this.
Bueno, entonces te puedo decir esto.
Anybody who can remain in ISKCON,
cualquier persona puede permanecer en ISKCON,
they have to have love for Prabhupada.
Si tiene amor por Prabhupada.
We've had so many problems in our movement since Prabhupada left this movement. Since Prabhupada left this world, I mean.
Han habido tantos problemas en ISKCON desde que Srila Prabhupada.
Anybody who's been able to stay with this movement for year after year, decade after decade, they must have love for Prabhupada.
Cualquier persona que ha permanecido en este movimiento año tras año, década tras década, él debe tener amor por Prabhupada.
Because our movement has had many, many, muchos problemas, you see.
Porque nuestro movimiento tiene muchos, muchos problemas.
So many problems in ISKCON.
Tantos problemas en ISKCON.
But those devotees who have stayed, that means they truly love Prabhupada. Otherwise, they wouldn't stay.
Entonces, esos devotos que permanecen, significa que realmente aman a Prabhupada.
Anybody who stays in this movement, Prabhupada will shower his mercy upon them. Just for staying in the movement.
Cualquier persona que permanezca en el movimiento, si la Prabhupada bañará con misericordia.
So if you can't do anything else, just stay in the movement through your whole life.
Entonces, si tú no puedes hacer otra cosa, entonces simplemente permanece en el movimiento.
That's the only thing you can do. Just somehow stay in this movement. Don't ever leave this movement.
Esa es la única cosa que usted puede hacer, simplemente estar en este movimiento y no
dejar. Prabhupada will be very, very pleased. He'll give you so much mercy.
Y Prabhupada estará muy, muy complacido y le dará mucha misericordia.
All right, one last question. This will be it for tonight. Then we have another session tomorrow. Bhagavatam class?
Yes.
What time?
The class starts 7:30.
7:30 a.m. Everyone come back again tomorrow morning and we'll have more nectar. Go ahead, last question. Tomorrow you have to come. Okay, so go ahead. I'll give you the last question now. Yes. That's it?
He said that he can't come tomorrow.
All right. He's volunteered to bring his question tomorrow. Very good. I appreciate it.
He can't, so that's why he
cannot.
Yes.
So you want to ask it now?
Yeah. Sí. Okay. No, ahora dice. Ahora, okay. Sí.
Sí. Señor Prabhupada dijo algo. Dijo, no cambien nada. Mantengan lo que yo enseño. ¿Qué significa eso específicamente? ¿Qué quiso decir?
Srila Prabhupada said, don't change anything. Just keep the same. Like Srila Prabhupada.
Try to explain a little better for me.
Like Srila Prabhupada said, don't change anything. Like keep all the things.
Don't change.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, like.
What really means?
What that's really mean?
That means 16 rounds, we're not going to change them.
Significa las 16 rondas, no lo vamos a cambiar.
No illicit sex, we're not going to change them.
Significa no sexo ilícito, no lo vamos a cambiar.
Some householders are saying, well, you have to allow us to have illicit sex within marriage so our marriage will not break apart.
Entonces, algunas veces se dice que nosotros podemos tener sexo dentro del matrimonio y de esa manera no vamos a romper este principio.
But we're not going to change it, sorry.
Pero en realidad no lo vamos a cambiar, lo siento.
Because actually, if the husband and wife will strictly follow brahmachari except for having children, they'll find their marriage becomes very happy and wonderful.
Porque se puede ver de que aquellos que simplemente tienen sexo para tener un...
Married life is not a facility to have as much sex as you want with your wife.
Entonces, el matrimonio no es una facilidad para que ustedes puedan tener todo el sexo que quieran con su esposa.
For those who are initiated, they can only have sex once in a month when they want to make their wife pregnant, otherwise brahmachari.
Entonces, para aquellos que están siguiendo estrictamente, ellos pueden tener sexo una sola vez al mes para tener un hijo, si no brahmachari.
We're not going to change it.
Eso no lo vamos a cambiar.
I don't care how many householders complain, you got to let us have illicit sex because otherwise our marriage won't be happy.
Entonces, no importa cuántos matrimonios o brujetas se puedan quejar,
We're not going to change it.
Eso no lo vamos a cambiar.
Because that's Prabhupada's order. No illicit sex.
Esa es la instrucción de Prabhupada, no sexo ilícito.
Más allá también de los principios, también de que Prabhupada dijo, se puede generalizar y más allá de los principios, se puede ir a las ceremonias, a la vestimenta, a todo lo que
Can we go further with that premise from Prabhupada, like dressing or like...
Some people are saying, well, the ladies should not wear saris. But Prabhupada said he wants the girls to wear saris.
Claro, algunos de otros dicen que la madre no puede wear sari, por ejemplo, pero...
So I don't buy this logic that, you know, we have to wear karmi clothes.
Entonces yo no estoy de acuerdo con esa lógica, nosotros tenemos que ocupar ropa de karmi.
I don't buy it.
Yo no la compro.
That Prabhupada, you know, now we have to adapt and we have to give up wearing dhotis and saris and wear karmi clothes. I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
De que nosotros tenemos que ahora... Yo no compro eso, de que tenemos que ocupar karmi, ropa karmi.
One time the reporter asked Prabhupada in a press conference.
Una vez un reportero le preguntó a Prabhupada.
He said, Swamiji, why do you ask your followers to dress in such a strange fashion?
El reportero le preguntó, Swamiji, ¿por qué es que tú haces que tus discípulos se vistan en esta extraña forma?
He said, this is our preaching method to somehow or other attract their attention.
Entonces, Prabhupada dijo de que esta era la forma de predicar para atraer la atracción, o sea, la atención.
Even if you fly on some airline, don't the employees wear a uniform?
Incluso si ustedes viajan en una aerolínea, ¿acaso no los empleados ocupan el mismo uniforme?
Just like on land airlines, so you can see, oh, here's a land representative, they're wearing the land uniform.
Así como en el avión nosotros podemos ver de que las personas ocupan, o sea, un uniforme de land y nosotros podemos distinguirlo así.
So the employees say, we want to wear ordinary clothes like everyone else, otherwise we are going on strike. Do the employees say that?
Entonces, ¿acaso los empleados dicen, no, yo no me importa, voy a vestirme como yo me quiera? ¿Acaso dicen eso?
No, they wear their land uniform.
No, en realidad ellos sí ocupan el uniforme de la línea.
So why we should say, we want to go on strike and entonces, stop wearing these devotional clothes? Why we should say?
Entonces, ¿por qué nosotros deberíamos decir, no queremos ocupar esta ropa devocional?
By the land employees wearing land uniforms, it helps the airline to be more effective in communicating with its customers.
Pero el uniforme de los funcionarios de LAN hace que la línea se vuelva mejor en comunicación con sus clientes.
In the same way, maintaining our Vaishnava dress, dhoti, sari, tilak, kanti mala, sika, this helps us to preach better to the suffering people of this world.
Entonces, de esta forma, ocupando el dhoti, la sika, el kanti, la mala, podemos predicar de mejor forma a la gente que está sufriendo en este mundo.
Because they can identify here as a Hare Krishna person.
Porque ellos pueden identificar de que aquí hay una persona Hare Krishna.
Don't you all have experience when you're going in a dhoti, sari, tilak, that someone says, oh, you're Hare Krishna, can you tell me about Krishna?
¿No han experimentado de que alguna vez están vestidos de dhoti y alguna persona se le acerca y le pregunta si...
If we hide our identity by wearing karmi clothes, then we miss so many opportunities for helping people to become Krishna conscious.
Entonces, por ocupar ropa que no es devocional, nosotros perdemos tanta oportunidad de predicar conciencia de Krishna.
Prabhupada did not want us to give up this devotional dress.
Prabhupada no quería que nosotros dejáramos de...
And anybody who argues we should give up this devotional dress, I am staunchly opposed to their argument.
Cualquiera que venga y diga que nosotros debiéramos dejar esa, la ropa devocional, yo me opongo fuertemente.
Because it is not what Prabhupada wanted.
Porque no es lo que Srila Prabhupada quería.
Yes.
Today, when we arrived, when we were penning our text, a man and an officer asked.
Yes. We had to pay arrival tax. They call it reciprocation, reciprocity fee. $131 US. Welcome to Argentina, Chile. But the.
Estaba diciendo de que hoy día en el aeropuerto un funcionario le preguntaba, por ejemplo, de qué se trataba.
But the official, he said, "What is that on your forehead?" Significance.
Se le preguntaba cuál era el significado del tilak.
So I said, this means we are servants of God. We are servientes de Dios.
Entonces eso significa que nosotros somos sirvientes de Dios.
And he understood. And he liked that very much. Oh, servants of God. Very good.
Entonces, he entendió muy bien. Sirvientes de Dios. Muy bien.
So why we should deny people this opportunity to become Krishna conscious?
Entonces, ¿por qué nosotros deberíamos negar esta oportunidad de volverse conscientes?
Just by seeing Vaishnava tilak, they're becoming purified.
Simplemente por estar viendo un tilak Vaishnava, ellos se están purificando.
Many years ago, I was working job.
Muchos años atrás, yo estaba trabajando.
And one day, I said, I'm tired of having to take my tilak off when I go to work.
Y un día yo dije, estoy cansado de tener que sacarme el tilak.
Just putting water tilak on only, you see.
Yo solo ponía un tilak de agua.
I said, today I'm going to go to work and I'm going to wear tilak to my job. You see.
Hoy día voy a ir a mi trabajo y voy a ocupar un tilak en mi trabajo.
So I was a salesman of the telephone, doing sales over the telephone, you see.
Entonces yo era un vendedor, estaba haciendo ventas en el teléfono.
And that day I sold like crazy. I made big money for our company that day, you see.
Y ese día fue impresionante que nosotros...
And my manager was so pleased, he had a huge smile on his face. He said, I don't know what that is on your forehead. But you must wear it every day. So every day on the order of my boss, I wore tilak to work. Vaishnava tilak ki jai, Kantimala ki jai, Sika ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.
Thank you.